Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I like this story. Family dog helps police nab suspected car thief in Minnesota neighborhood. This is a this is one of those happy stories. In a town in Minnesota called Wayzata, Minnesota, a family dog there is now a neighborhood hero after he helped catch a suspected car thief who broke in to the family's home. One-year-old Monty, a Bernese Mountain Dog, he has a love for his family that goes beyond, far beyond hugs and licks. A couple of mornings ago, on Tuesday morning, their neighborhood went into lockdown while police searched for a suspected car thief they believed was armed and dangerous. As the police were searching the streets, I think everybody who lives in a quiet, smaller town neighborhood can relate to this story. Just imagine. You know, everybody in the neighborhood is locked down, and there, somebody just stole a car, and the car thief could be armed and dangerous, and he's running around that small neighborhood. I'm sure everybody can relate to that. Police searched the streets. They told everyone, stay inside your own homes and lock your doors and windows. In this one family, the oldest family, they were doing just that when they heard an alarm that goes off anytime an external door in their home is open. Well, one of the Olness children, the older brother, Griffin Olness, along with their dog, Monty, the one-year-old, went downstairs to the basement to investigate. Quote, we opened the door, and there was a man standing right there. And he just immediately made a dash for the door. He opened the door and ran away. We closed the door after that because we weren't sure if he was armed or not, because that's what we had heard. But Monty slipped through and he chased him down. And the one-year-old dog got the guy on the ground. And police say they were able to arrest the suspect. And the family, again, the older brother, Griffin Olness, said, quote, we always have a rule around this house that you don't run away from Monty because he thinks you're just playing with him. And he jumps on top of you from behind. And that's exactly what he did to the car thief, the suspected car thief told him. He thought when the car thief took off and started running that it was time to play. And so Monty just jumped out. He wasn't in attack dog mode. He was in play dog mode. Jumped on his back. But the car thief didn't know what was going on. And Monty held him on the ground, maybe licking him until the cops showed up to arrest him.
That was a feel-good story.
Isn't that a great story?
Couldn't happen in Texas, though. You tell somebody there's an armed and dangerous person out on the streets, everyone in Texas will go, oh, come on in, click-clack.
Yes. Yeah, it would be a different result coming out of the state of Texas. We'd be telling you about a dead suspected car thief who tried breaking into somebody's house, but he was shot three times in the head.
Right. It's funny how different parts of the nation, the sensibilities are different. You know, like going into lockdown in small towns, whereas if it was somewhere else, it would have been a completely different outcome.
Well, yeah, how many memes have you seen? How many stories have you heard when it comes to some of these protests that have been happening in America here in the year 2020? and the protests that turn into riots and looting. How many people in backwoods, small towns are just praying for some of those rioters to come to their neighborhoods?
And another thing I found was, interesting about this story was the how the kid went downstairs to investigate in the basement. You know, we always joke about it in horror movies how there's a certain type of people that when they hear something funny, they go and investigate. They start clicking on lights, whereas another group of people just run the hell out the house. You know?
Yeah. and a lot of people around New Orleans aren't really familiar with basements.
No,
the only time people around here, we see them in New Orleans, are in scary movies. Or in movies when something bad happens. Oh, it must be in the basement.
Yeah, let's go check.
Anyway, anytime a one-year-old dog helps police arrest a suspected car thief who may have been armed, it's a feel-good, good news story. All right, coming up on the show today. Yesterday, our governor here in Louisiana, John Taco Bell Edwards, did not officially make an announcement when it came to moving the state from phase two in recovery of coronavirus to phase three. That announcement is coming today. He's going to make that announcement today. Because yesterday, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association said, we're starting football October 8th. We have games on the schedule. We're playing football October 8th. They can't play football if we're still in stage two. So the governor has to move us to stage three. Because, hey, once the Louisiana High School Athletic Association said we're playing football, we're playing football October 8th. Have to be in stage three at that point. We have a lot to do on the show today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So on this show, we have talked about the social media mob before. And that leads to the cancel culture. And it's something that I don't like, the cancel culture. I've always, the thing I've loved about the United States of America, love a lot of things about this country. We're the greatest country in the world. Sure, we're not perfect. But one of the things I love is the fact that we can say pretty much whatever we want to say. Well, we used to be able to before social media. And before social media, if you said something that wasn't really popular, okay, we could always agree to disagree, right? But ever since the advent of social media, that has kind of gone away. And if people say something that isn't very popular, then the social media mob, the Twitter mob, goes after people. And a lot of instances, that becomes the cancel culture. Then they want to cancel that person because the mob doesn't agree with what that person says. And what sucks so much about that, Coleman, is the First Amendment in the United States Constitution says we have the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand there's no such thing as freedom of speech without repercussion. I get that. But before social media, repercussion was pretty much, I don't agree with you. And the freedom of speech protects unpopular speech. We don't need the freedom of speech for most things people say. You know, hey, the weather's great. Have a nice day. Hello. You know, this is awesome. Or I love this song. I love this band. We don't need the freedom of speech for most things. What we need the First Amendment for in the United States Constitution, the freedom of speech, that protects unpopular speech. That protects speech that might be anti-government.
Right.
Because we know in other countries, in some other countries, if you say things that are anti-government, I mean, look at Cuba. Look at communist countries. Look at the former Soviet Union. I mean, you say negative things about the government, you may never be seen or heard from again. I mean, that's the great thing about America. The First Amendment protects unpopular speech. But now with social media and the cancel culture, people who say things that aren't popular, the cancel culture, the mob goes after them. And we just saw this the other day again with the actress Kirstie Alley. Remember when she first came on that television show Cheers? When I was a kid, Coleman, Cheers was one of the most popular shows. It was on NBC. And one of the stars, Shelley Long, who played Diane Chambers, she left the show. She thought she was going to make it bigger outside of Cheers. It never really happened for her. But she was replaced by Kirstie Alley. And when Kirstie Alley first replaced her, man, was she easy on the eyes.
Yeah, it's not like that no more.
She played Rebecca Howe. Well, Kirstie Alley is now making news because she slammed the new Academy Awards, the new Oscar Awards, diversity and inclusion requirement. She said, quote, "This is a disgrace to artists everywhere." And I didn't even know. But evidently, 5 years ago during the Academy Awards, I guess everybody who won was white. And then the Twitter mob wasn't happy about that. And so they started a hashtag on Twitter called #OscarsSoWhite.
I remember that.
And it was a big controversy. And that was 5 years ago. And evidently, the people who were in charge of the Academy Awards noticed that, because that's what the Twitter mob, that's what the social media mob does. They get in front of people's faces. And now, the year after that, 4 years ago, remember, several black people won, and people were saying, okay, they're just reacting to the Twitter mob.
I also remember that.
Well, evidently, earlier this week, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced a new set of requirements for films to be awards eligible in an effort to increase the representation and be more diverse. Diversity is the key word. Well, Hollywood actress Kirstie Alley is not happy about it. And she went on Twitter and she said, quote, "Can you imagine telling Picasso what had to be in his bleeping paintings? You people have lost your minds. Control artists. Control individual thought. Oscar Orwell."
I could agree with that tweet.
Well, well, yeah. But Coleman, people saw that and they went nuts. The Twitter mob went after actress Kirstie Alley. You know, again, this is why Drew Brees ended up wearing a rapist's name on his helmet during practice, because he didn't want to be on the wrong side of the Twitter mob. Kirstie Alley was met with heavy criticism. "Well, sis," and sis being spelled C-I-S, not S-I-S.
Right.
Because I guess people that don't have transgender tendencies, those people are known as cisgenders. So now you're a cisgender. "Well, sis, given your career or lack thereof, this won't impact you," one person said. You know, people were coming after her saying, "How dare you say that diversity shouldn't be forced upon movie makers? You know, when you see movies, you have to have everybody in it now." There's got to be a black person. There's got to be a Latino person. What do you mean there's no Muslim? What is this? It's not diverse enough. And I see what Kirstie Alley was saying. No, I mean, you're telling these people who make movies, and some are artists that make movies, you're telling them how to do their art.
Exactly. But the two things that make me upset about this. One, imagine... Like she said, imagine telling Picasso what he wants to do with his art. So imagine you want to make a movie, and it's a great movie. You have all the best actors in it. They're all performing at their peak. The story's on point. It's original. But you can't win because you didn't have enough diversity in your movie. So imagine you make a movie, and it's about a male prison. What goes on inside of a male prison? Oh, you can't win because they didn't have enough women in it. But it's like, well, how am I going to put women in it if the story is about being inside of a male prison? You get what I mean? Or if you want to do a story about what happens in Russia, like this happened during the Cold War. There's not a lot of black people in Russia, so you can't win, even though the movie was a great movie, just because there weren't enough black people in your Russian movie. Like, that's the part I don't get. Like, you have to follow these standards just to win the Oscar now?
I love prison movies since you brought that up, Coleman, and I prefer women's prison movies. There's not enough of them, to be honest with you. But, yeah, and so after she started getting hammered on Twitter, she then tweeted a couple hours later, diversity and inclusion should be taught. Taught so well and so naturally and genuinely that it becomes second nature to our children. And then she got hit for that too. But so the Twitter mob, again, here's an example, another example. I brought up Drew Brees. And so people, if they speak their opinion, like Drew Brees had the audacity to do, I'm going to stand for the national anthem because I respect that flag. Many of his teammates, half of America, turned on him for saying that. And so because of that, he didn't want that to happen again, and he ends up wearing the name of a rapist on his helmet.
Kirstie completely flip-flopped. I'm looking at her latest tweet. She said, I deleted my first tweet about the new rules for best movie Oscars because I feel it was a poor analogy and misrepresentation of my point. I am 100% behind the diversity and inclusion intolerance, and I oppose the mandated arbitrary percentages related to hiring human beings in any business.
There you go. And that is something that is wrong with our country, what you just heard. She completely flip-flopped. Mm-hmm. On what she originally said, because she does not want to be on the wrong side of the angry mob, the angry Twitter mob. I'll tell you, Twitter's a sewer, and it's not good for our First Amendment. It's not good for freedom of speech. You got to be politically correct, or they go after you, and they go after your bosses, and they want to get, I mean, it's unbelievable.
And here's why this Oscar rule sucks. See, directors like Spike Lee, he did great movies without even needing this. To help boost up his movie. Spike Lee made great movies with a bunch of great diversity, with a lot of great characters, and he did it without having it mandated on him that now your movie's qualified because of the diversity. There's a lot of great movies like that, a lot of great directors, M. Night Shyamalan, Spike Lee, I just said, F. Gary Clark, I think his name is. Like, they came out and they made great movies without having their diversity forced. You know what I mean? They just made great movies that just happened to be diverse.
Well, yeah, but you're going to tell Steven Spielberg or Francis Ford Coppola, you're going to tell those guys, what, you have to have so many people, you have to have so many women, you have to have so many black people, you have to have so many Latino people? Really?
Yeah. I want to make an Italian mafia movie, but, oh, by the way, throw some black people in it. Like, it's in Italy. Why? You know what I mean?
But you just saw a perfect example of someone's freedom of speech being stopped. Kirstie Alley said something, but because the angry social media, the angry Twitter mob went after her, she completely yanked. She deleted that tweet, and she did a 180. Isn't that something? Text us. I mean,
somebody just
this is it. Not good for the freest country in the world. This is not good for the freedom of speech, the First Amendment of the United States of America, how people now are afraid to say things. They're afraid to speak the truth because the angry Twitter mob, the angry social media mob goes after them just sitting at their homes pushing the keyboard warriors.
It's tough to say, where's Mel Brooks when you need him?
Bah, he'll never work again because of this. He'll never, ever work again because of this. Text us if you want, 260-9595, and if your text is good, we will read it coming up on the show. Please don't text while you're driving. I mean, this is everything that's wrong. This is what, and I wonder if this is going to turn around at some point where people aren't going to be afraid of the Twitter mob, the social media mob anymore. 260-9595. Do you agree with me that this is one of the worst things that could happen to America? Or do you think, no, hey, this is, people are speaking, and if people say something and people aren't happy about it, well, they should do what Kirstie Alley just did and delete their tweet. I think that's a bunch of crap. 260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Aerosmith there, and happy birthday this morning to Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry. Joe Perry is 70 years old today.
Wow. You feeling old yet?
And he was born Anthony Joseph Pereira. And so he could have been Tony Pereira. But no, he got in a rock band when he was young, and he said, no, I'll be Joe Perry instead of Tony Pereira. I always thought Joe Perry, he's one of my favorite guitarists, and I always thought he never got the credit that he deserved. You know, when people talk about great guitar players, they never talk about him, you know, like they talk about Hendrix, Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan. They never talk about Joe. Joe Perry came up with some of the greatest riffs of all time. And I always thought that Joe Perry, to watch him play guitar, was one of the coolest looking guys playing the guitar. I mean, just like Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. I mean, and just watching him play the guitar, he always just looked really cool when he was playing the guitar. And he was always one of the Toxic Twins, him and Steven Tyler, the Toxic Twins of Aerosmith. It's amazing that they survived with all of the drugs, all of the dope that they did. And today, Joe Perry is 70 years old here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's John Osterlund here with you. And if you're just joining us, we were telling the story of actress Kirstie Alley, how she went on Twitter and she wasn't happy with the announcement by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Oscars, the Academy Awards, because they have a new set of requirements for movies to be awards eligible in an effort to increase representation and inclusion in Hollywood. That this all started about 5 years ago. Remember when during the Academy Awards, after it ended, a hashtag went around called hashtag Oscars so white. And that became a big controversy because I guess only white people won Academy Awards that year. And then the next year, I think they went out of their way to make sure more black people won. Well, in an effort to be more diverse, evidently the people at the Oscars, the people that are in charge, they have a whole new set of requirements for movies to be Academy Award eligible. And Kirstie Alley went to Twitter, and she wasn't happy about that. She said, quote, can you imagine telling Picasso what he had to be in his bleeping paintings? You people have lost your minds. Control artists, control individual thought. Oscar Orwell. And she was referring to George Orwell, who wrote the book 1984. Well, and a lot of people agree with what she just said.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of them.
And you're black, Coleman, and you agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, the Twitter mob went after her, and they attacked her, and it got to the point where she deleted her tweet, and she did a complete 180. That's the America we're living in 2020. And there's no such thing as freedom of speech without repercussion. And now because of the social media mob, the Twitter mob, you get people like this who make a statement, which makes sense. But because a lot of people don't agree with her, she doesn't want to be on the wrong side of that mob. And so she deleted her tweet. And then she made another tweet saying, well, I'm all for diversity and blah, 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 blah. Again, This is the freedom of speech. The First Amendment in the United States Constitution doesn't protect popular speech. We don't need it to. We need it to protect unpopular speech. Whatever happened to the days of I agree to disagree? No, now they go after you, the angry mob, the Twitter mob, the social media mob, the cancel culture. They want to take you down, tear you down, and now people are afraid to speak the truth. People are afraid to give their opinions. People end up wearing the names of rapists on their helmets during practice because they don't want to be on the wrong side of the social media mob, the Twitter mob. It's awful, and it's horrible for the First Amendment, and it's. I wonder if we're ever going to see a turnaround on this. We asked you to tweet to text us. What did you think of this?
This texter says, "I'm with Kirstie Alley. Originally said, being forced to be diverse is crushing freedom of expression and speech." Big Charlie says, "It's a shame you can't say your opinion nowadays. Too many people get buttered. Get off Twitter or delete it." Okay, that's what the text said. Ed said, "Tweet, type, delete, type, delete, type, delete is the new normal."
But even though they delete, we all know what they said. It's there forever. People could do a screen grab, and even though they delete it, there it is.
All right. This text says, "The First Amendment has always only applied to local, state, and federal government. Social pressure has always restricted our freedom of speech, including the First Amendment." And what they're saying is, even though like the Twitter mob went against, it's not really violating her freedom of speech, because the freedom of speech is for like protection from being arrested for what you said.
But no, I know that. But now they go after the Twitter mob and the social media mob. They go after people if they don't like what they say or do, and they try to. It's like they are the cancel culture,
right?
They
want to catch your livelihood.
Yeah, they want to. They want to cancel these people that they don't agree with. Instead of saying like we used to say, "I agree to disagree," because this is the freest country in the world.
Mark says, "I didn't notice a lot of diversity in Black Panther. It's one of my favorite Marvel movies." Well, actually, there was a lot of there was Ulysses Klaue. He was white. The CIA agent Everett Ross was white. They had the whole Korean scene, so it was a bit of diversity in Black Panther. But I get the point. But yeah, Wakanda forever #.
Thank you for texting. We appreciate your texts and text. No matter what we're talking about, we want to hear from you. And if they're good and they help our show, they add to the show, we will read your text on the air. Please never text while you're driving here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And something that we've talked about a few times on this show is there are certain crimes that seemingly only men commit. And women don't commit those crimes. I bring up peeping Toms. There aren't very many peeping Tinas. You know, I've said before that, you know, you see these guys get arrested for being peeping Toms. And they're schlubby dudes, you know, walking around late at night looking in people's windows. You never see an attractive woman getting arrested for being a peeping, well, it wouldn't be a peeping Tom then. It would be a peeping Tina. And I'm on record. I've said before, I wish in my neighborhood there was an attractive woman walking around, and the cops said, "Watch out! There's a very attractive woman walking around looking into people's windows." You know, I'd be taking a shower. I'd leave the window open. Not just the blinds. I'd be dancing in there. I'd be having a good time. If there was an attractive woman that we had to be on the lookout for in our neighborhood, looking into windows,
you'd put on a show for her.
Yeah, you know these guys get arrested going into parks and they're wearing overcoats and they flash, and you know you never read about an attractive woman going into a park with an overcoat and then flashing. You never read about that. Maybe you don't read about it because maybe it has happened, but people wouldn't complain.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't call the cops. But I've always said that there's certain crimes that seemingly only men commit, and you don't get attractive women committing those crimes. Like registered sex offenders. Remember a few weeks ago on the show? You know, you think of a registered sex offender, the first thing that you think of is it's some schlubby looking dude who's gross and being a sex offender. But I told you a few weeks ago on the show, a friend of ours who lives in Lakeview got something in the mail that said a registered sex offender is moving a few doors down from you into your neighborhood. And that's what has to happen if a registered sex offender moves into your neighborhood. They have to tell the local authorities, and then the local authorities tell everybody in that neighborhood. And she, in this particular case, she was a very attractive woman who got in trouble for messing around with an underage male. Maybe she was a school teacher. I don't know.
I'm assuming your conquest failed since you haven't given me any updates about a date or anything when you went over there to go welcome yourself.
When I found out she moved right near my buddy, I went over there a few times. I parked, not right in front of her house. I parked in front of the next door neighbor's house, but I did bring chocolates and wine, but I haven't been able to hook up with her yet. Uh-huh. I've driven by a few times and beeped. Hey, is that hot looking woman, registered sex offender? Are you around?
Now, you're not being a peeping Tom to her, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, I've got a story here that when I saw the headline, I said, hey, okay, finally, what everything I've just been saying just got flipped on its head. Naked woman used sex toy in adult store. Ew! Well, wait a minute. A naked woman is in an adult store where they sell adult videos and other things, and she's using a sex toy. And then I saw her mugshot, and I said, damn it. And look, we shouldn't judge people on how they look, but all I can say here is if she were more attractive, this probably wouldn't even be a news story, because I wouldn't know about it, because nobody would complain and call the cops. After taking a sex toy from a shelf at a Florida adult novelty store, of course she's a Florida woman, a woman removed her clothes and began using the pink-colored device inside the business. A Fort Pierce, Florida police officer was dispatched 2 nights ago on Tuesday to the Lion's Den Adult Superstore in reference to a disturbance. And when this particular police officer was on his way to the store, a dispatcher came over the police radio and said, there was a female in the store wearing a purple shirt and had no pants. And then also on the dispatcher said, she's pleasuring herself. Well, when the cop got there, he found 36-year-old Teresa Stanley sitting down at a chair with her feet up on the table. And she had a quote. I got the police report right here. This is what it says. She had a pink-colored penis-shaped sex toy in her hand and was using the device, pleasuring herself.
Penis.
You know how heinous you have to be for the person to call the police on you instead of just regularly kicking you out? Like, in regular circumstance, you'd be like, okay, ma'am, look, when you're done, just get out the store, take that with you. We don't even want it back. But for her, she had to be really heinous for the people to say, okay, no, we got to call the cops on this one.
Well, look, you're right. They're already in an adult store.
Right.
It's not only an adult store. It's an adult superstore. It's the Lion's Den Adult Superstore in Fort Pierce, Florida. So the guys that are in that store, they're already probably horny, as you know. I mean, they're in an adult. It's not just an adult store. It's an adult superstore.
Right. I didn't even consider
superstore. That. Superstore. Don't these guys know they could just, don't they have a laptop at home? They could just, but anyways. So somebody who's in there, and even someone who's working there, if she was a good-looking woman, they're not calling the cops. And when the cop came in, Teresa Stanley saw the cop, and then she dropped. She stopped making use of the sex toy. Hang on here. She stopped making use of the sex toy and dropped it on the ground. That's what it says in the police report. And she was arrested. She was booked in the St. Lucie County jails. She's being held on a $1,500 bond.
Here's another interesting observation. In every other facet of life, whether it's a regular crime at McDonald's, whether it's something that, a fight out on the street, or whether it's like something that happened on the beach, what's everyone's first instinct? Their first instinct is to take out their cell phones and get video of it. This woman looked so bad, nobody in the store thought, wait, I got to get a video of this.
Yeah,
like, they were like, no, put your phone down. We don't need to see this. Everybody cover your eyes and call the cops. Dude, not one person thought to take a picture. That's how bad she looked. Nobody wanted her on video doing what she was doing.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've got her mugshot and the story on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Tonight, the NFL season starts, and I know there's a lot of people down on the NFL right now because of getting involved in politics, kneeling for the national anthem, all of that stuff. I just want to watch a football game. I want to put politics aside, because look, there's a lot of actors and musicians, people in bands that I don't agree with politically, but I still watch their movies and listen to their music. Hell, Rage Against the Machine are basically communists, but they got some good songs. But if you're not watching the NFL open their season tonight, there's another interesting program on. Tonight on the Nat Geo channel, it will air a special called Bin Laden's Hard Drive. The show analyzes Osama bin Laden's pornography collection.
Okay.
Which included the classics Deep Goat and Debbie Does Damascus. And a lot more as well. So that's tonight on Nat Geo if you're boycotting the NFL here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And as I mentioned, I'm very excited. I'm a huge football fan. I love watching the game. And I know there are some people down on football right now because of the politicalization. And you know, it's great to watch sports to get away from the newsy stuff, the stuff that is in our face all day. It's great to be able to kick back, put our feet up, turn on a ball game, and watch it. But I know there are some people that are upset with the NFL because kneeling for the national anthem or just the politics that's being put on everybody's television in their faces while they're trying to watch a ball game. And the way I look at this, I mean, I still love the game, but as I mentioned earlier, there are musicians who I don't agree with politically, and I enjoy their music. I bring up the band Rage Against the Machine. They're basically communists. I don't agree with them, but man, they got some good tunes. And there's a lot of bands I feel that way about. There are actors who I don't agree with politically, but man, they're good in their movies, and so I'll watch their movies, I'll watch their work. And so I want to watch football. And tonight, in the year 2020, which has been a god-awful year for many, many, many people, the worst year in many of our lives, just to kick back and watch a football game, boy, refreshing. And we are giving out, this is so much fun. We're giving out a 65-inch flat screen smart television. And we're also giving out an autographed Cam Jordan jersey in our King of the Bayou Football Challenge. It starts tonight. And all you got to do is pick the most winners with no point spread. This is a great contest. You can go sign up on our website at Bayou957.com. Click on the picture of me dressed as Elvis. And then it's free. It only takes a minute to sign up. And all you have to do is pick the games. And weekly, whoever picks the most winners gets a $50 card for groceries for Winn-Dixie. And then this goes for the entire season. So this is a five-month competition, a five-month contest. And we're going to have fun talking about it. And if you do well or you do bad, you know, we're going to be watching it. We're going to be talking about you on the radio show. All you got to do is go to our website. Again, click on the King of the Bayou square. And that's me dressed as Elvis with the sideburns and everything. And then it only takes a minute. You sign up. And then our program does all the work. And then every Tuesday morning after the Monday night game, you could see how you did for that week. And then it just goes on week after week after week. And you'll see how you're doing compared to everybody else.
All right. You can put your picks side by side with some of the VIPs. Like, you're on there, and I'm looking at my picks compared to yours. There's Ginty. He has his picks already.
Ginty.
The boss has his picks. The boss is all over the place with his picks. You and I, we're kind of close. I think we only disagree on two games, so we're going to hash that out to see which one of us is king of the bayou this week between you and I. We disagree on Detroit and Chicago, and believe it or not, New Orleans and Tampa Bay. We're not going to say who picked who, but...
No, we'll say it. Right. You picked Tampa Bay.
Drew Brees has so many distractions right now. I think it's going to be hard. He has so many adjustments he has to make as far as licking his fingers, no noise in the dome, and all the stuff going on, like trying to please everybody. He has so many distractions, and Tom Brady's been breathing that Florida air. I know that's a pick, but he has so many. It's hard.
Coleman, I picked the Saints, and I'm sticking with it. Even though there's no home field advantage, no dome field advantage, because there's going to be no fans in the Superdome, but it's Tom Brady's first game with a brand new team, and I know he has more weapons now in Tampa than he ever had in New England, and he won six Super Bowls in New England. But one of Tampa's star receivers might not play. Mike Evans is a game time
decision. Information, and that's the good thing about the website. You're allowed to change your picks up to 5 minutes before the game,
before each kickoff.
So right now, if some news breaks out between now and the game, or now and tonight's game with Kansas City and Houston, you can change it 5 minutes before the game starts.
No, and the Saints, they really do. They have a Super Bowl contending team, just like they have for the last few years, and you know, this could be the last year for that. You look, Drew Brees, they're saying this is going to be his last year. Also, you look at the salary cap money the Saints have next year. They don't have very much. A lot of dead money. So they're going for it this year. They're really going for it this year. And look, I know you might be down on the NFL, but look, you could win these great prizes just by picking the games, and you don't even have to watch them. You could still, if you're saying, well, I'm boycotting. Well, you could still boycott, but get in our contest and pick the games and don't watch. But I'm fired up to watch football. But if you want to be a part of this, like I said, this is going to be a five-month competition. This goes all the way through the playoffs, through the Super Bowl. And whoever does the best, whoever picks the most games, the most winners, with no point spread, at the end of the season, you win a 65-inch flat-screen smart television and an autographed Cam Jordan jersey. And again, every week, if you do well, if you pick the most, you get a $50 grocery card for Winn-Dixie. Go sign up now, or when you get a minute, on our website, because the season starts tonight. You want to get involved tonight, and most people tonight are picking Kansas City.
Oh yeah,
they're playing Houston, and if you were going to bet with a bookie or a legal sports betting outlet, if you bet on Kansas City with a point spread, you'd have to win by more than 9.5 points tonight. But in our picks, you just pick the winner, and it's a lot easier. So go sign up. This is going to be a five-month challenge. This is going to be fun. We're going to be talking about it. Go sign up for the King of the Bayou Football Challenge on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So the kids are getting back to school now, whether they're actually going to school or they're studying, going to school at home, virtually. Kids are going back to school, and newly released test scores show that only 37% of American high school seniors are proficient in math. Only 37%! I feel sorry for the other half. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And yesterday after the show, Nikki Sixx called into the station. And there was a couple of things that he wanted to talk about. And I interviewed Nikki Sixx. And what he really wanted to talk about is the fact that he's helping people with substance abuse problems, like him. You know, Nikki Sixx was a former heroin addict. And now he's being real cool, and he wanted to talk about how he's helping people who are like him. If you want to hear that interview, it's on our website at bayou957.com. He talked about that and a couple of other things I wanted to ask him. You talk about a life. Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue, unbelievable life. When he was a child, his father left and abandoned him and the family when he was young. So he's raised by a single mother until she left and abandoned him. He then moved in with his grandparents in Idaho. When he was 17 years old, he said, enough of this. He took a bus to Los Angeles, to Hollywood. He got a job at a liquor store at 17, started his first band called Sister with a guy named Blackie Lawless, who ended up leaving that band, and Blackie Lawless went on to form and lead the band Wasp. Nikki Sixx then left that band and started a band called London. And then Nikki Sixx left London and he formed Motley Crue. He was the primary songwriter. He wrote pretty much all the music and lyrics in the Motley Crue songs. He married and divorced two different Playboy playmates.
That's my favorite tidbit.
He was a heroin addict for a while. That's how he wrote the song Kickstart My Heart, because that really happened. 2 days before Christmas, he OD'd on heroin. He was clinically dead. They had to shoot an adrenaline needle into his chest, like they did to the Uma Thurman character in the movie Pulp Fiction. And he came back to life. And you know what he did? And he talks about this in the interview that I did with him yesterday. Right after he came back to life, you know what he did? He went and scored more heroin and he shot up again. But he's been clean and sober for a long time now. And he's helping people. And he tells, he's got some not only advice, but he has places where you can go on the internet and people you can talk to if you know somebody who's suffering with substance abuse. But you talk about a life. And he's sold millions of albums, became a multi-millionaire with the drug problem, and now he's got, but I mean, what a life from when he was a child. Look what he accomplished. Go check out that interview. It's an 11-minute interview. It could have been an hour, but I only got him for 10 minutes. There were still 100 more questions I wanted to ask him. But go check that out when you get a minute on our website at bayou957.com. So today, our governor here in Louisiana, John Taco Bell Edwards, is going to make an announcement on whether we're staying in phase two of coronavirus recovery or we're moving into phase three. I was told he was going to do it yesterday, but he didn't do it yesterday. He's going to do it today because the phase two date is coming up, but it's going to end soon. From everything I've been told and from what I've been seeing, he's going to move the state into phase three. He's been getting a lot of heat and a lot of pressure from business owners and others. And we already told you, I think he's going to move to phase three because if you read, the Louisiana High School Athletic Association said high school football is starting October 8th. And it can't start in phase two. We have to be in phase three as a state for that to start. So if they've already announced, here's the schedule, we're starting October 8th and we're finishing around Christmas time with the state championships in the Superdome. If the Louisiana High School Athletic Association is already saying that, then we're going to be moving into phase three because they can't have high school football in phase two. We have to be in phase three
to have high school football. Now, that's the state of Louisiana, and that should come today. The city of New Orleans is a different story. I don't think our tax cheat of a mayor, LaTaxta or LaToilet Cantrell, whenever you want to call her, is going to say we're moving to phase three yet. I don't think she's going to say that. She might, but I don't think she's going to. Do you know that there's a high school here in New Orleans, Holy Cross High School, their football team gets on a bus and they're going to go practice in Jefferson Parish because they're not going to be allowed because during phase two, no contact practice, no contact anything with high school football. So once the rest of the state goes to phase three later today, the football coach at Holy Cross High School here in New Orleans said he plans on practicing. They'll get on a bus, and they'll drive over to Jefferson Parish and practice there and then come back to Orleans Parish. Isn't that something? If our mayor, LaToilet Cantrell, does not move to phase three.
Well, we had that earlier when Jefferson Parish moved to phase two in New Orleans, stayed in phase one. I would have to come pick you up and bring you to Jefferson Parish just so you can get something to eat every now and
then.
So a lot of people from Orleans Parish will be going to Jefferson Parish if we go to phase three later on today. And it was fun. We got some misinformation yesterday. I was at my night job, and I went to the bar at my night job, and I was told to take off my mask. The governor announced that we're going to be in phase three, so you can take off your mask. Now, they made it seem like they had already, like he had already came out with the press conference and said so.
It was supposed to happen yesterday, but it's going to happen today.
Yeah.
And they announced that at LSU football games, they're going to allow 25,000 people in the stands. That's 25%, right around there. People have to wear masks, and there's no tailgating allowed at LSU games. That's already been announced.
Right.
And so if they can do that, how about all my musician friends, all the bar owners? You have to go see the bands and the bars. If they're letting that happen, open everything up. People are wearing masks. If you're going to make us wear masks anyways, open everything up. Open the bars up. Let the band start playing. And then people can wear masks and social distance. It's time to open everything up. Get it all open, damn it.
I feel it. I don't even think we should even deal with phases anymore. I think we should just go straight to the top and either open or not open. I think at this point, the numbers are secure enough to where we can safely open and just skip phase three altogether. But I'm not a medical expert or government official.
Yeah, I pretty much phased out of the phases. I'm with you there. Anyways, expect that from our governor, Edwards, today. That we will move into phase three, and then we'll see what happens here in the city of New Orleans with our tax cheat of a mayor.
And one last point I want to make, like even if we go to phase three, like when we go to phase three later today, if businesses still want to respect their phase two, if they still want to social distance and wear a mask and operate at 25% capacity, if it's the business's choice, I'm still for it. You know, I'm not going to go to a business and say, hey, we're in phase three now. Why do I still have to do this? If the businesses choose to still operate under phase two conditions, as long as it's the business's choice, I am okay with that.
I think phase three will still be wearing masks. Phase three will just let 50% capacity happen instead of the 25% capacity now. And yesterday on the show, we already mentioned, Coleman, here in New Orleans, Commander's Palace, Dickie Brennan Steakhouse, Pat O'Brien's in the French Quarter, they're all opening this weekend. And LaTaxta, LaToilet, has said nothing. And they're saying, we have to open. We have to open now. So they're already opening this weekend. And so in Mid-City, Bayou Beer Garden, Bayou Wine Garden, they're opening up. So they're all opening up before our mayor has said anything. New Orleans is starting to open up again. And look, if we have to wear masks anyways, just open everything. Just get it open. Let's move forward here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Coleman, did you know that there is a toy Hall of Fame?
I did not know that.
Yeah, up in Rochester, New York. There's a museum up there, and they nominate, and then they announce, they nominate toys, and then they announce which toys got in, which toys win. And this year, there's 12 toys that have been nominated to get into the Toy Hall of Fame. I don't know how many of them are going to make it, but a key criteria for earning a spot in the Toy Hall of Fame is that each toy must influence how people play. Here are the nominees for this year. Bingo. Can you believe Bingo, that game, is not already in the Toy Hall of Fame? I mean, senior citizens, old people, they play bingo all the time. The game Sorry is nominated to be in the Toy Hall of Fame this year. The game Risk.
Okay.
Jenga.
All right.
That's a cool game.
Play that at Arcadia.
Yeah, they play that around the corner. Yep. And here's my favorite. This has to get in. Yahtzee.
All right.
I played Yahtzee a lot when I was younger. I remember playing with friends in high school. And as a matter of fact, when all of this coronavirus crap is over, I wouldn't mind having a big Yahtzee game at the station here. And then My Little Pony. What's Baby Nancy?
I've never heard of that either.
I never played with that. Masters of the Universe.
He-Man, yeah. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, He-Man and She-Ra.
All right.
Light Bright.
I remember that.
I remember that game, too. So those are the nominees. Sidewalk Chalk.
That's popular right now.
Yeah,
that's
people love drawing on the sidewalk with chalk. So it'll be interesting to see which of those games actually get in. They're the nominees this year, the 2020 nominees, to get into the Toy Hall of Fame up in Rochester, New York. Isn't that something?
So I can go ahead and on and nominate toys for Mr. Banky's if I felt like it. You think they'll get in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Look, if it's not already nominated, Coleman, it has to be nominated.
I'll try for 2021. I'm going to nominate some toys for Mr. Banky's.
Yeah, maybe you can do what you can to try to get them on the nominee list, and then who knows what happens, how they get in from there. They actually get into the Toy Hall of Fame. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. This has to do with what you should not do with a rent-a-car. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And it's about that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man rents car, doesn't return it for a year, and is charged $72,000.
Say what?
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, if you're gonna spend $72,000 on a car, you know, it better not be a Volkswagen Jetta.
If you're gonna rent a car for a year, just don't bring it back.
This actually happened to a Japanese man in Japan. His request for an extension to a rental car company seems straightforward. However, 44-year-old Masafumi Hagawara certainly stretched the typical interpretation of that term. The police, the Kyoto, Japan police, arrested him after he kept the rent-a-car that he rented from the rent-a-car company for more than 1 year, running up a bill of nearly 8 million yen. So 8 million yen is about 72,000 American dollars.
That sounds economically correct, yes.
Yes, if you're into yen. Yeah, the guy rented the car, and he called them a few times, and he said, look, I need an extended it over a year, and then the cops finally went and got him, and now he's got a bill for nearly 8 million yen, about 72,000 American dollars.
I'm not sure what this guy did for a living, but he could either use that car to go back and forth to work and save up money to buy a car, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't say in the story what type of car was it. I mean, I wonder if it's a Japanese car.
It's a foreign car, I know that.
But he was in the town of Kyoto, and when he contacted the rent-a-car place a few times, he said, I'm in Tokyo, so I'm not near Kyoto right now. I'd like an extension. And the rent-a-car company said, pal, it's been over a year, so they sent the cops on him. I wonder if that has ever happened here. If you never returned a rent-a-car, if they would call the police on you, and then all of a sudden the police are looking for you. Would they treat that as a stolen car?
Maybe. I would assume so. That's what the repo man does when you don't make payments to the
Yeah, but that's different than a police officer.
Yeah. I'm surprised this even happened in Japan, because in Japan, they're really big on riding bicycles and taking that electric monorail deal, the bullet train all around.
Yeah, that bullet train's something else.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, the guy who rented the car but didn't return it for a year in cost him in American dollars, $72,000.
Ouch.
It's pretty stupid. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. I always try to learn something new every day, especially the older I get. You're never too old to learn something new, right? Did you know the McRib, you know that sandwich at McDonald's that they have every once in a while?
Mm-hmm.
The McRib has no rib in it. Despite the name, that sandwich has no actual rib in it. Instead, the pork is pressed into the rib-like shape via a mold, just like Jell-O, and then it's slathered with sugary sauce, briny pickle slices, and onions. The sweet and salty combo makes for an irresistibly delicious sandwich, and a pretty fattening one as well. 480 calories, 22 grams of fat in one McRib.
We should get that boneless wing guy that stood in front of that legislator to get him on a case to change the name.
That guy from Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah.
I learned something new. The McRib sandwich has no rib in it. Hey, it's our commercial-free ride right now. We're in it. Crank it up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.